Today we celebrate the saint, the feast of a saint who is very, very popular, especially in Italy, whence he's from. Saint Cajetan of Tienne. Saint Cajetan was born of the Tienne family in the city of Chieti. And all the way from the beginning, he showed signs of piety and devotion to our Lord and especially to the Blessed Mother. When he was enough of age, he became a seminarian and then a priest. And then he decided that he was going to do something about all the different evils of the day. Of course, a lot of those evils are the same as we have today: poverty, starvation, and so forth. But especially the indigence, spiritual and physical, of the youth. And so he began to work with the youth. And one of his collaborators was to be Pope Urban IV, and he was very instrumental in helping him to be in his order, who are known as the Theatines. A very small order, as far as I know, there is no branch of them here in the United States. But he did a lot. He was called the Hunter of Souls, and he went after all the souls that he saw that needed to be converted. Sometimes with success, other times not so successful. A lot of the times, as we find even today, when we are trying to work with someone who needs to be converted, all we get back is a kick in the teeth. And that's the way it is. That's the way of Christ. That's the following of Christ. He lived with his new order a very, very strict and austere way of life, and of poverty, even though he himself had come from a wealthy family. But they lived a very austere life, and it was thus that he, after years of service to the poor, he died in the year 1547. And I believe he was canonized by Pope Clement the 12th or the 13th in the beginning of the 18th century. Those two popes who are so marvelous and magnificent in their life and in their devotion to the saints, and we should learn more about them. Pope Clement the 12th, Pope Clement the 13th. And we pray for all those who have assisted us in our lifetime and whom we are called upon by God to assist in turn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.